you never know. It's 17 minutes past seven. New Zealand Initiative back this morning with a new idea. Recreational fishing they claim is in trouble. The booming population, the tourism market are ruining fishing for fun. So their ideas, funnel petrol tax paid by boaties into recreational fishing management, also introduce a recreational fishing licence. Dr. Randall Bess is with the initiative and is with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This whole it's in trouble thing, what's that based on?
Well, what it's based on is that we have some real clear signs of trouble. When we look at the scallop fishery in the Marble Sounds, the blue cod fishery there as well, finfish fisheries in Hawke's Bay, rock lobster in Hauraki Gulf, we're seeing some signs of real trouble that we wouldn't really necessarily expect to see in New Zealand. It's something that's more characteristic of overseas fisheries. So we've come up with some solutions, and they're based on the overseas travel and comparisons that we've done. As we've talked about, you know, we looked at red snapper fishery in the Gulf of Mexico. That's really like looking into the future. Mm. It's where we're headed if we don't do something. Interestingly, you can imagine New Zealanders getting down to 3 days to catch snapper in a whole year. That's what the Gulf of Mexico is like.
Right. So this regional license, for example, well, that would achieve what? That would regulate people?
Well, our first choice for funding the changes that we want is to have the government give over some of the excise duty on petrol that recreational boaters pay when they fill up their outboard motors.
What's that worth, by the way, do you know?
Well, there was an NZIER study in 2009, a realistic estimate of the excise duties paid by recreational boaters was $61 million. That's when the excise duty was 42.5 cents per liter. Now it's 67 cents. So since 2009, the excise duty has doubled or gone up 50%, and the number of boats have doubled.
Okay.
And so it could easily be $100, $150 million a year that recreational boaters are not getting any benefit from other than a few million that goes to Maritime New Zealand.
Just real quick, do you get the sense the government's interested in this, that this could go anywhere or not really?
I think they're quite interested. They've put in place a technical advisory group that's giving them advice on their current review. We've been in contact with that group. I think there's a number of signs that the government okay. knows that they need to do something both about commercial fishing in terms of getting the QMS up to speed with public expectations regarding misreporting the catch and illegal discarding. And changes need to be done to recreational fishing as well. We've been coasting for a long time.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, Randall. Appreciate your time very much. Randall Bess out of the New Zealand Initiative this morning.